obviously we're playing against Jay, so, you know, it's pressure. It's always affecting the quarterback. That's the number one thing versus, you know, the passing game. Get pressure in the quarterback's face, try to disrupt his rhythm. So that's what we're going to try to do.
With where you are in the standings, where the Bears are, how big of an opportunity is it this week to throw sort of a knockout punch and really put some distance between the two squads?
It's a division game. It's a, you know, it's the next game. That's what's important. We need it. You know, we need this game. That's how we're approaching it, and that's pretty much it.
You said you challenge yourself to get better every week. That's sort of your motivation. Mm-hmm. Coming off a bye halfway through the season, how do you feel you've gotten better from week one or from training camp?
I'm not into self-evaluating at the midpoint of the season, saying, you know, I've gotten better in this area. It's just an overall process. You know, you have minor setbacks each week. One week you play the run well, and you rush pass it well, and you might have a setback. So that's what you got to get better on that week. You come back, you get that clean. It's like plugging holes in a leaking ship. You know, you plug one hole, and then something else is leaking. So you go back and forth, improving on different things.
Is that frustrating? Or is it just part of the whole length of a season where those are going to happen every year?
Yeah, it happens. It happens to everybody. It happens to every team. It happens pretty much to every player. That's what's fun and challenging and exciting about the game. You know, you can never master it. It's always something that you have to work on and get better at.
Julius, you've obviously been around a while, been with a lot of teams in training camp, but the run D that you mentioned has been an issue since week one in terms of where you guys rank. Did you see maybe in training camp that, do you think this would be a team that might struggle stopping the run, or has that kind of surprised you a little bit in terms of the struggles in that area?
I didn't foresee us struggling in anywhere, in any areas, but it's something that we're going to deal with. We're dealing with it right now, so like I said, we're going to get better, we're going to get tougher, and we're going to get better at stopping the run. It's going to start this week.
Do you still stay in contact with Bears players? I mean, you were there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, I mean, of interest to you just to know how those guys are doing?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I still have friends over there. You know, it's this is a job. It's a business. It's not like, you know, it's not like I committed war crimes or treason or anything coming over here. You know, those guys are my, you know, I still have some friends over there, so I keep in contact with them.
Maybe to them, not to the fans of the battle, the war crimes.
Right,
to the
exactly.
Fans,
right? Yeah, exactly. You know, but as far as my relationships with those guys, you know, people trade teams all the time. People go from here to there, and, you know, it's the relationships that are special once you're done playing. So you don't throw those things away just because you switch teams.